In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. This week, breaking news, major acquisition Synergy One Lending has been purchased by Mutual of Omaha. Heckam for Purchase, a lead generator for realtors. Originators are the real industry heroes, and do April endorsement volumes reflect the new norm of doing business? You're listening to episode 515 for Monday, May 7th. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. This is a major story, especially in the wake of the exit of large national brands in previous years and insurance companies, such as Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and MetLife. Last Thursday, Mutual of Omaha announced the purchase of Synergy One Lending. They're a San Diego lender who's also known for their reverse division, Retirement Funding Solutions. They ranked number 5 in last month's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Report. We are a strong cultural fit, with both of us committed to the collaboration, accountability, and customer focus. And our businesses are extremely complementary, said Mutual of Omaha's chairman and CEO, Jeff Schmid, in a statement announcing the deal. He also added, "We are excited by the potential this acquisition offers both companies to expand and serve more customers in the mortgage and reverse mortgage markets." Synergy One will continue to operate as a wholly owned subsidiary of the Nebraska-based Mutual of Omaha. They will also originate under their own name and maintain their headquarters located in San Diego. Synergy One President and CEO Tori Larson said in a statement, "The combined company is fully aligned on vision, culture, and purpose as we aim to build the best mortgage enterprise in the market while maintaining our core values and commitment to serving others." Larson also was the president of Security One Lending, which was purchased by Walter Investment Management Corporation for $31 million in 2013. The bank referred to the reverse mortgage as a, quote, valuable financial planning tool for seniors. Synergy One, under its reverse mortgage division RFS, was ranked number 5 in Reverse Market Insight's most recent breakdown of the top Heckam lenders report, reporting 3,277 loans originated during the 12 months, which ended in April 2018. If you're presently not presenting the Heckam for Purchase to your realtors in your city, then listen closely. Long touted as a potential way to increase originations, uptake has never really met the lofty expectations for the Heckam for Purchase. "You can either be the hero creating a new homeownership opportunity where they didn't think there was any," said Christina Harms, the assistant director of C2 Reverse Mortgage in San Diego. This during a call that was hosted during NORMLA's, or the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association's, Reverse Mortgage Education Week. Christina Harms noted that while millennials in their home buying habits, or lack thereof, tend to dominate the national conversation and news, those over the age of 60 account for about one quarter of all purchase transactions, saying, "While that's true, millennials are a big part of the population, making up a lot of home buyers, but don't forget about the boomers. Boomers make up 75 million individuals in America, and 80% of them are already homeowners." Speaking of older homeowners, they come with their own distinct advantages when it comes to the standpoint of realtors. "You're not only going to get a purchase, you're going to get the sale of their existing home," said Harms. Harms applied this logic to the so-called gray divorce during the call. By being familiar with a Heckam for Purchase transaction, she noted that a real estate professional can help both spouses land on their feet in the wake of a divorce that they may not have been able to afford otherwise, while also goosing the agent's business. Chris Bruiser with Retirement Funding Solutions in Tampa, Florida, emphasized the transactions are, quote, distinctly different from a traditional mortgage. "This option," he says, "buyers are going to want to know about because the Heckam for Purchase allows them to pay a fraction of the full purchase price of that home." During the Q&A portion of the webinar, it also showed some confusion that remains amongst, yes, reverse mortgage professionals. One participant in the call asked if the program was available in all 50 states, and some were unsure where to find a local Heckam for Purchase specialist. "You, the originators, are the real heroes of our industry," so said Jim Veal in his opinion piece submitted and posted on Reverse Mortgage Daily. Veal noted that it was recently stated that originators were at the sole fault for the gradual losses in annual Heckam endorsement or production in the last 8 years. Now, Jim Veal has a different story to tell, and that is of the real heroes, the originators who are the strength and the backbone of the Heckam program. Veal says, without the effort and the work ethic of Heckam originators against the tide of lower endorsement production and constant negativity, we would be talking about 8 years of endorsement losses rather than 3 years of enormous losses followed by 5 years of secular stagnation. He points out that 2009 was the all-time peak in fiscal year endorsement production for the home equity conversion mortgage, with 114,692 endorsements. But 3 short years later, annual endorsements for fiscal year 2012 represented less than 50% of that amount, for a total of just 54,822 endorsements. He also notes between the fiscal years 2012 and 17, we saw 3 years of resurgence, but then each of the first 2 years was followed by 1 year of loss in annual endorsement production, what he refers to as secular stagnation, an economic term that may be unfamiliar to some, but true nevertheless. To see such a resurgence, Veal says, despite loss after loss, is proof of the resilience of the Heckam originator. The Heckam originator, he says, has gotten up every morning over the last 8 years, knowing very well that he or she will be fortunate to have more than one or two closings for the month, where many had several times that amount each month before fiscal year 2010. He also notes, while lenders may tell origination staff that all they can do is sell what they have, it is the Heckam originators who have done just that, day after day, over the last 8 years. Originators carry the responsibility for all of us in this industry by introducing the senior to a more costly form of the vastly unpopular saver. That was a product that is no longer in existence that offered reduced lending ratios or principal limit factors in exchange for a lower cost. Well, of course, today, now we're seeing lending ratios or PLFs similar to the saver, but with higher costs. Veal concludes his piece with these statements. Few others in this industry have the courage of our originators to face the negativity they do day in and day out. Heckam originators are not responsible for the loss in Heckam annual production that we have seen over the last 8 years. As the primary heroes of the last 5 years, all fiscal 2019 should be known in the industry as the year of the Heckam originator. And in our last story, do the recent Heckam endorsements reported just recently reflect the new norm of doing business for reverse mortgage professionals? In March, we saw a decline, but also April saw a month-over-month decline of 23%. Federal Housing Administration-approved lenders generated only 3,345 Heckams in the month of April. Reverse Market Insight noted in their most recent report, in case you haven't been paying attention these last few months, Heckam volume is seriously hurting after the October 2, 2017 changes from the Federal Housing Administration. The firm also tracks Heckam lending trends by geographic region and showed that all 10 regions saw double-digit declines last month. New York, New Jersey metro area suffered the worst losses with a 17% drop. And even the usually robust Pacific Northwest region endured a volume drop from 1,204 units to 964. In a summary, Reverse Market Insights Lundy says, the question now is whether this is the bottom for endorsements, and based on funding data collected through our industry data repository, I suspect we're close. But it may not even be there yet. Applications appear to have bottomed out in December, but with fundings continuing to make lower lows in March, it's too early to definitively say that we're on the road to recovery yet. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for you, the reverse mortgage professional. Don't forget that you can subscribe and listen to us on iTunes or also at reversefocus.com. Also, be sure to visit heckamworld.com for our latest breaking video commentary, analysis, and blog articles. Again, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you with us next week.